Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone out there on this in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of FreeWorldFilmWorks.com, being joined by Saeed of American In Focus. Tonight, we are going to bring you a prediction of the 2024 election. And it's going to be a doozy, so fasten your seatbelts, get ready. Saeed, do you have anything you want to open with?
Yeah, I basically want to open it with up in the beginning with all this kangaroo court nonsense against Trump and company. So, you know, the establishment media and the establishment press have been constantly lying about President Trump, who's the rightful president of this country, who the election was stolen against. They put out a barrage of, they're still putting out a barrage of propaganda about the lawsuits against him, that how he was guilty of, tax evasion, not to mention malfeasance, which is all baloney. And I just want to open up with the fact that in reality, the person who should be sued for defamation, who should definitely be sued for millions of dollars, is not President Trump, but in fact is actually the fake, phony, illegal occupant of the White House, Joseph Biden and company. They should be the ones sued for millions of dollars for financial malfeasance, as well as collaboration with a foreign entity known as China, Communist China.
Yeah, all the lawsuits against current President Trump are bogus. None of them should have been permitted to be filed. All the criminal charges are bogus. The one about the lady who said that Trump raped her 20 years ago, she doesn't remember the year, much less the month or the day. It's absurd. What Clinton, Hillary did to get that charge against current President Trump was to change the laws in the state of New York on the statute of limitations, change it just for that case. It was changed illegally, but it doesn't matter because she runs New York as well as the country. And the lady claimed Trump raped her by looking at her. She admits he never touched her, but he raped her by looking at her. Now, if you think I'm lying, just go read about the case online. When I tell people this, they can't believe it. But no criminal charges were brought against him. This was a civil lawsuit. And it's absurd. You can't do that, claiming a guy raped you by just looking at you. Then after that jury and the judge gave him a guilty verdict, they had another trial for damages. Trump said, I am not guilty. I am innocent of all charges. They then slapped on 80 some odd million dollars for libel, calling her a liar, which has never been done in the history of the country. It's illegal. You can't do it. Now, in the case in New York on the phony fraudulent case of defrauding someone by inflating his assets and trying to get loans from banks, Clinton used a consumer protection law which states that a consumer or someone has to be defrauded in some way by the manufacturer for the case to be brought. Well, no one was defrauded. No one lost any money. The banks testified in the case that Trump was an excellent client. They loved doing business with him. And it was a judge, a guy who's literally, legally and mentally insane. There was no jury. They wouldn't allow Trump to have a jury trial. It wouldn't have mattered anyway. But Trump ruled that he was guilty. And he was fined over 450 million Federal Reserve notes as damages. Well, no one was hurt. No one was defrauded. No one was cheated. So the state of New York, under Clinton's, Hillary's guidance, is going to try and collect this $450 million fine. Well, the DA, who's in charge of it, said, if Trump doesn't come up with the $450 million within a certain amount of time, or a bond, she's going to start selling off his properties, Trump Tower and everything else he owns in the state of New York. And it'll be put up at auction. And say, tell us who's going to buy it at probably 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, definitely Hillary Clinton. Hillary.
Yeah. She's going to buy it through some proxy, so it isn't connected directly to her. And they're going to, she's going to try and bankrupt current President Trump. And the lawsuit in Georgia on the election fraud thing, that's a joke. That thing's a total mess. It's illegal. Even according to Georgia state laws, it cannot be brought. It's absurd. According to federal laws, it could not be brought. All of the charges against and lawsuits against current President Trump are a fraud. Now, let's get to the 2024 election. Now, we know the 2020 election was stolen. That's obvious. Everyone admits that, including the liberal left. When they're at home or at their parties, they brag about how the election was stolen and how they're covering it up. What I'm asking is for someone who attends these liberal woke parties where these demonically controlled liberals brag about how they stole the election, to secretly record them bragging about it and going public with it. Because I can guarantee you, every party, every woke party of politicians, the fake phony news, broadcasters, commentators, etc., all they do is brag at how they stole the election, they're going to steal the 2024 election, and they're going to destroy current President Trump, his entire family, all of his close personal friends and aides and advisors, and then round up millions, tens of millions of law-abiding patriots and throw them in concentration camps where they will be tortured, worked to death, or simply executed. That's the plan. It's going to make the concentration camps in Red China look like a utopian paradise. Now the question is, can Hillary be stopped from stealing the election? Right now, I don't see any possibility of it of stopping her. The only way she was stopped in 2016 is Yahweh Elohim intervened. And when her criminal gang did their own private polls on how many points she was behind in the swing states, Yahweh Elohim arranged it to where their polling method was inaccurate. Now, we know there were millions of patriots around the country when they were polled, lied and said they were not going to vote for then candidate Trump. Instead, they said they were going to vote for the witch from hell, Hillary. They did it for numerous reasons. They did it because they wanted to disrupt her stealing of the election, throw her private polls off so she wouldn't have enough votes, because she had the companies that run the election voting machines swap votes. She didn't have the late mail-in ballot scam at that time. And so she lost because candidate Trump beat her by anywhere from 10 to 20 million votes. Now, the liberal media said, well, she won by 4 million votes. That's a joke. I could run a Skid Row wino against her and beat her by 10 million votes. And the same thing with her puppet in 2020. China Joe Biden, they claim, beat current President Trump by 8 million votes. No, he lost by over 20 million votes. The Clinton mafia had Red China print up tens of millions of illegal ballots, fill them out in China, shipped them here to America, where they were then trucked to the seven swing states, to the counting houses in the liberal districts, Atlanta, etc. And the results were blatantly absurd and rigged, because on election night, current President Trump was leading in all seven swing states by over a million votes. And then miraculously, when the late mail-in ballots came in, up to 2 weeks later, past the deadline, they were not permitted to be counted, Hillary's puppet, China Joe Biden, miraculously won. And the states, the seven swing states under Democrat control, changed the laws, the election laws, to allow for ballots, mail-in ballots, to not only arrive late, but be counted as late as 2 weeks later.
Right. The whole thing was a total farce. And keep in mind, all those who are listening, states like Arizona went for Biden. Arizona is a traditionally Republican state. I mean, they generally always vote Republican. And obviously the election results there were rigged. And then, you know, they had mail-in, late mail-in ballots that came, like there were 250,000 ballot, late mail-in ballots, all for Biden, not one for Trump. It's so obvious it was rigged.
Yeah, in numerous precincts, China Joe Biden got 100% of the votes, which is impossible. I don't care who you are, it cannot happen. For him to get even 90% of the votes in any district is absurd. Now, here's the thing. What Hillary and her gang of murdering cutthroats plan on doing this time is they plan on using the late mail-in ballot scam, but they also plan on using the early mail-in ballot. And they are currently printing up tens of millions of illegal ballots in China. They're being filled out over there, and they will be shipped in early, probably 2 months before the election in November. She is going to flood the seven swing states with as many illegal ballots as she possibly can, hoping that on election night, she will have the lead. And then she will continue to bring in the late mail-in ballots to give her a comfortable margin. Now you say, well, wait a minute. Hillary, the witch from hell, is going to run? Yes. China Joe Biden has been senile for over 4 years now. If you go online, you can put in a search. Tucker Carlson did a piece on July 15, 2022, in which he said that people on the inside of the Biden entourage told him that whenever he went out to speak publicly, Jill would give him a pill. And before she gave him the pill, he was like a little child. You couldn't speak with him. He had no idea what was going on. And after he got the pill, he became normal. Well, the New World Order gang has a super brain pill that will do that. And it will do it with anyone who is senile, Alzheimer's, doesn't matter, any kind of senility. It even works on people who are legally, mentally ill, who are retarded. The mongoloid children, people, etc. It gives them normal intelligence for several hours. I have no idea how long. But if the dosage isn't exact, as we see with China Joe Biden, when he goes out, he keeps making mistakes, forgetting things, forgetting names, etc., stopping in the middle of a sentence, not being able to continue. He doesn't know what to do afterward, speaking, whether to exit the stage or just stand there like a dummy. It's obvious to everyone that he's senile. Well, the problem is they can't give him an extra dose every single time he goes out in public. Otherwise, they're going to fry his brains. Now, at the State of the Union a week ago, 8 days ago, they gave him probably triple what they normally do. That's why he was sharp. But at times, even though they gave him a triple dose, he still had problems during his... The one side effect of this pill is when you get it, you become your old self. Now, if you're normally an angry person, that anger comes out, and that's what we saw at the State of the Union. China Joe Biden was angry throughout the entire speech, and he was very critical. State of the Union speeches are not campaign speeches. The speech is designed to motivate the American people to support you in what you're going to do this coming year. Campaign speeches are designed to brainwash you, to make you believe lie after lie after lie for the Democrats. For the Republicans, it's campaign speeches are to try and get you to see the truth. Now, since he, after the State of the Union, he's back to his old regular self of barely being able to give a speech and looking like he's obviously senile. Now, they can't, Clinton cannot keep him going, maybe for the up to the election, but he would not be able to continue for very long. And she would dismiss him. But the problem is, what do you do with Harris? If you allow Biden to run with Harris on the ticket, you steal the election, you get rid of China Joe Biden, you're stuck with Harris. Now, I can guarantee you, Hillary Clinton will not allow Camelback Harris to become the first female president of the greatest nation in the history of the world. That is a prize that only she is going to allow for herself, or if due to health, her terrible health problems, she is going to rig it so her daughter Chelsea gets that honor. Now, here's the program. At the DNC convention, she is going to have China Joe Biden, her puppet, announce that he is not going to run for president. He's going to step down. The DNC will then choose their candidate. They will not choose Camelback Harris. They will choose Hillary. Now, if she is unable to pull that off for some reason, or John D. Rockefeller Forstick says, no, it's going to cause too many problems, it'll trigger a civil war, I don't want that, you're going to have to pick another puppet, then she will pick another puppet. Now, who will that puppet be? Could it be that lunatic out in California? She won't choose a woman. It's got to be a man. And Newsom looked like the leading candidate. Those are the two options that she has. It just depends on her health and John D. Rockefeller Forstick, whether he's going to allow her to sneak in the back door back into the White House. Any comment on this, Saeed? We'll wait and see if Saeed wants to jump in here. In the meantime, let's go to what is going to happen if Clinton steals the election. If she steals it, she is going to turn America into a tyrannical dictatorship that will make the dictatorships in North Korea and Red China look like utopian paradises. The first thing she's going to do is change the election laws. She's going to nationalize or federalize all the laws. The states will not be able to have their own election regulations, laws, etc. There'll be no voter ID verification when you go to vote for mail-in ballots, etc. Illegal aliens will be placed on the voter rolls, all of them on Democrat voter rolls, they will be allowed to vote. Now, no illegal alien will ever vote. No illegal alien has ever voted. They're afraid of getting caught and deported. But the DNC, once they get them on the border rolls, they stay on there forever, and the DNC simply votes for them, usually with early or late mail-in ballots. The Supreme Court will be expanded to 13 justices, giving Clinton a majority. The Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands and D.C. will become states, giving the Democrats 6 extra seats in the Senate, giving them a permanent majority in the Senate. Then the murder of unborn babies will be nationalized, back like in the Roe Wade decision, and the murder of unborn babies will be permitted up to birth and possibly even after birth. Like that idiot governor in Virginia a while back said, well, if a baby's delivered, born, the mother and her doctor can talk about it. And if they decide that it's best for the baby to be murdered, we'll murder the baby even after being born. Then speech will be outlawed, like it is in Canada now. Canada just passed a law making any speech which the courts determined to be hate speech punishable by life in prison. Now, this is mostly for the internet, but also it can be if you're talking at a public event or in private in your own home, and someone's there who hears you say something they don't like, they report it, boom, you go to prison for life. All free speech will be eliminated. Freedom of religion will be eliminated permanently. Churches will be shut down that do not meet Hillary's standards. Permanent lockdowns will be imposed. Lockdowns due to pandemics, lockdowns due to climate change, and also lockdowns due to threats of terrorism. The 22nd Amendment will be repealed, allowing a person to be president for life. That's the plan. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to come about. What you need to do is, if you can monitor the drop boxes, film it. You can film the drop boxes primarily at night, with people coming in at 2, 3 in the morning, dropping 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 ballots at a shot, and get that public. That will help. But the main thing is to pray. Pray every day, several times a day, that the Lord Yahweh stops Clinton from stealing the election. And as I always say, keep fighting and never raise the white flag.